Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 59, the focus is on vision versus seeing. When we look out upon our world, just glance around the room that you're in, or perhaps you're outdoors. Wherever you are, glance around you. And imagine that everything that you see, every detail, all the vivid color, is reporting your past thoughts and beliefs to you. It is a reporting. In the Course, it says this is not vision. Vision is what you hold with God. Vision is His gift to you. And we can't actually get to the vision until we let go of what we believe that vision is. We believe that when we look out with our eyes, that this is vision, and that we are using that vision or what we see to report how we are or what's going on around us. If we use what we see to report how we are or to tap into our condition and how we're doing, then you could see that if you're using your past thoughts to validate how you are and who you are, that you will continue to walk forward and recreate that same picture or experience over and over again. It's like you threw a red ball in front of you, and then you pick up the red ball, you look at the red ball, and you throw it again. And then you walk forward and you pick up the red ball, you look at the red ball, and you throw it again. This is what we do. We hold in our mind our limited thoughts and beliefs and fears. We project those thoughts outward, and then we see them drop right in front of us in the form of experiences in the world that we see. We use what we see to validate our thoughts, and we project them again. And we don't mean to do this, but the patterns repeat and the problems remain unsolved. Today, whatever the judgment is, maybe it's against yourself, maybe it's against another, maybe it's against an organization or a circumstance. Today we are learning to lay down our judgments, to leave a clean space in our mind where we withdraw our thoughts and beliefs and judgments and fears, a place that is clean and free of that kind of debris, and simply leave it for the higher part of our consciousness to communicate, to intervene on our behalf, to restore our mind to peace. You see, when we hold guilt within ourselves, or we see ourselves as flawed, it is an absolute declaration that we are separated from God. God did not create guilt. God did not create you as flawed. And to the degree right now, if you're holding any thought of self-judgment about anything, it is a direct declaration that you choose to be separated from your Creator. And this is not meant to be a judgment. This is something to understand, because if you actually decide that you are separate from God, you will not know the greatness of His gifts and the fullness and contentment of His love. Today, let's leave a space for the truth to be remembered, for it to be unveiled in our mind, that we could get back to the memory of the absolute innocence and joy and peace that resides within each one of us.